بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to another episode of this program, العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the hadith, dua, prayer. All this we try inshallah to learn in this program. And we are learning from the noble Quran. We are learning from the noble Quran. That means there is we're not going to miss anything inshallah from the vocabs of the noble Quran. We're going in order, and you will find many of the vocabs, it will come again and again and again while we are studying the Arabic language inshallah. We recommend that you prepare a notebook and write down whatever we say from vocabs, from sentences, important expressions, so that you can practice the language even after the program. You can still speak, you can still remember and memorize whatever we have studied in the lesson. We require also those listeners who are just listening to us and wish to practice the Arabic language to call in, to interact in the program. And we have every second week there is a program for calling only, where you can call in, request something you don't understand to be explained again, and also take part in the questions and answers which we prepare for you, trying to measure your level of Arabic language and how you are improving, inshallah. Today is a new lesson, and don't forget that we changed the time of the program from 1:30 to 2:30 now, South African time. And we start as usual learning some of the lessons from the Noble Quran. We are in Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran, verse number 60. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثُوا وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Once again we're going to mention this verse one word by one word, trying to learn the vocabs. Please write down whatever we say from vocabs, from verbs, from sentences. And we recommended that there will be a section in the notebook for the verbs, a section for the nouns, a section for the prepositions, and a section for the general expressions. وَإِذْ, we studied this word if before, if comes again, and this is the beauty of learning from the Quran. Many of the vocabs which you studied before, it will come again. So if you join the program, no matter when you join the program, you will benefit inshallah from this program. Wa if, that waw in the beginning, it means and, wa if, and when. It's here to tell the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and us as Muslims to remember the time when what? Wa if. And when? وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. Still speaking about the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam with his people, with his nation, when they fled and escaped Egypt out of the tyranny of the Egyptian dictator at that time, the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh is not his name, the Pharaoh was a title given to any ruler of Egypt at that time. So he was one of the Pharaohs who used to torture people and trouble them. And so Prophet Musa alayhi salam was commanded to flee with his people out of Egypt with the Israel nation. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. When they were in Sinai Peninsula and they had no water, so he asked for water. استسقى means to ask for water or to look for water. That's the meaning of the word استسقى. استسقى is alif seen, ta seen, qaf and ya maqsura, which is pronounced as an alif. استسقى, try to pronounce it as I'm saying it. استسقى. Istasqa means to ask for water. That's the meaning of istasqa. Huwa yastasqi is asking for water. Making salatul istisqa. You know that? Salatul istisqa. Maybe you heard that before. You've seen the imam after the salah is making salatul istisqa. Asking for water when there's a drought. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we pray salatul istisqa, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water to send the rains. It's called like that. Salatul istisqa. The prayer for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send us water, referring here to the rain's water. But here, istisqa, generally referring to asking for water. وَإِذْ اسْتَسْقَى, this is the verb now. Istisqa is a verb, asking for water. When, remember when Musa alayhi salam asked for water, was searching for water for his people. Istisqa Musa, Musa is Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. one of the prophets of Islam. وَإِذْ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ to his nation or for his nation. He asked for water for his nation. لِقَوْمِهِ قَوْم means nation. يَا قَوْمِي O my people or O my nation. قَوْم means people or nation. قَوْمُ إِسْرَائِيل nation of Israel. Amongst them at that time were believers, Muslims, believers in Allah and in the oneness of Allah. وَإِذْ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ لِي means for. قَوْم لِقَوْم for his people. قَوْمِهِ that ha referring is a pronoun referring to his people. لِقَوْمِهِ for his people. فَقُلْنَا when he asked here for water, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water for his people. فَقُلْنَا so here comes the answer. Comes the answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making a miracle for this prophet and for this nation. For this nation. فَقُلْنَا quickly. Fa, it's called fa as-sur'a. The fa of the speed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the prophet prayer. فَقُلْنَا so we said. So. That fa means so. فَقُلْنَا so we said. In a sense that Allah responded to him. فَقُلْنَا we said to him. To Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam when he asked for water. اِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ اِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ اِضْرِبْ means strike or beat or hit. It's all these are meanings for the word idrib, the verb. Idrib, it's a command verb. Also a request verb. Idrib means beat or hit or strike. لا تضرب, don't beat or don't strike. لا تضرب إماء الله, do not beat the female servants of Allah. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, yadrib means to beat or to strike or to hit. This is in the present tense. And idrib, it's a command verb, strike. Strike or beat. بِعَصَاكَ اِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ beat or strike with your stick. Sayyidina Musa had a stick in his hand when he was speaking about it. He says أَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي he used it for grazing his sheep and so on, and that stick that used to turn into a snake. So that's the stick of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. It's mentioned here اِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ hit with your stick or beat with your stick or strike with your stick الْحَجَر strike the stone with your stick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the Prophet when he asked for water to beat or to strike the stone, some stone, with his stick. Hajar means stone. Hajar is stone. Or brick also. Hajar refers to brick as well. But here it's used for stone. Hajar. The brick is the stone which, or the brick is that which is made by people specific. But the stone is not made by people. It's a stone. It's made like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it. بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ حَجَر, the stone. حَجَر, حَا, جَ, جِيم, رَا, حَجَر. حَجَر means stone. حِجَارَ, stones. حِجَارَ is stones. It's referring much to the stones of the mountains and so on. These are حِجَارَ. Right? اِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ strike with your stick the stone. What will happen? Allah says what happened. فَانْفَجَرَتْ when he did so. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا فَانْفَجَرَتْ انْفَجَرَ means to gush forth or to explode or to come from. That's ينفجر. ينفجر to explode. انفجار is explosion. انفجار write it down. أَلِفْ نُون فَجِيم أَلِفْ رَأْ أَلِفْ نُون فَ جيم ألف را انفجار means explosion and the verb ينفجر means to explode. ينفجر maybe you hear it a lot if you're listening to Arab news, hearing a lot of انفجارات happening in many parts of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fix the matters there in the Middle East. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Right, so there is ينفجر means to explode. Also one of the meaning is to gush forth, specifically when it's used with water. It gushed, the water gushed forth from that, from the stone. And it happened. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ from it, from the stone. Stone exploded and water gushed forth from it. مِنْهُ means from it. How many? اِثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا 12 springs. اِثْنَتَا عَشَر means 12. You learnt it before. أَحَدَ عَشَر, إِثْنَا عَشَر, ثَلَاثَ عَشَر. إِثْنَا عَشَر is 12. اثنتا عشر because the wilya is a female, or it's a feminine word. So we use ithnata. With a feminine word, we use ithnata, not ithna. Ithnata. Ithnata asharata ayna. 12 springs. Ayn is a spring or well. Well of water or spring. It all came from the stone. Obviously, it was a big stone, not just a small stone. Like our stone. No, it's a big stone. When he hit that stone, it exploded, or it, and the water came from beneath it, or from inside. From inside the mountain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in a previous verse also, speaking about وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَشَقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ. From the stone, sometimes it falls down, breaks, sunder, and then water comes from beneath or from under it. Right, so it came, the wells, yeah, wells of water came from under that stone. إِثْنَةَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا. عَيْنَا, you can see the word عَيْنَا. عَيْن means well or spring. Yes, that's correct. But this is not the only word, the only meaning for عَيْن. We studied عَيْن before when we studied the human body. We said عَيْن means eye. Literally, عَيْن refers to an eye. عَيْن refers to an eye. عَيْن. It has different meanings in Arabic. And it is the same spelling and the same pronunciation. The same spelling and the same pronunciation. How are we going to differentiate then? When it means عَيْن, when it means well, when it means spy also, sometimes it means spy. عَيْن refers to a spy. It says, هَذَا عَيْنِي فِي ذَلِكَ الْمَكَانِ. This is my spy in this place. عَيْنِي, my eye, which I can see what's happening, what's going on here, there, referring to spy also. So عَيْن have different meanings in Arabic. عَيْن also can refer to the exacting. هَذَا عَيْنُ الصَّوَابِ. This is the exact truth. عَيْن also. So they have different meaning in Arabic language. It's very rich when it comes to vocabs, as I mentioned to you before. عَيْنًا. إِثْنَةَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا. 12 springs. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. قَدْ عَلِمَ. Indeed. قَدْ عَلِمَ. New. Every person, every group, every people. They, كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ, all the people, they knew their place where they're going to drink from. Because there's 12 wells, and there were different, the people of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam were different tribes, so each tribe used to drink from a well. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. Each one of them will drink from a certain well. كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ, كُلُّ أُنَاس means people, and كُلُّ means all. كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ, all people knew their drinking place. مَشْرَبَهُمْ, مَشْرَب means drinking place. مَشْرَبَهُمْ, their drinking place. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now asking them, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا, eat and drink. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا, eat and drink. كُلُوا, يَأْكُل means to eat. يَأْكُل, يَا أَلِف, Hamza on top of the Alif, Kaf and Lam. يَأْكُل means to eat. يَأْكُل means to eat. كُلُوا, past tense, means eat, but here it's used as, the word كُلُوا, sorry, it's used as a request or a command verb. So always the command verb starts when you put the verb in the past tense and you remove the alif from in front of it. So it will become kulu. A command verb means eat. Eat. Washrabu and drink. Yashrab means to drink. Washrabu, group of people. So that's why we put the waw al jama'ah at the end. Washrabu, that waw at the end means it refers to the waw al jama'ah or the waw of the group. وَشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ. From what? From the provision of Allah. مِنْ means from. مِنْ. مِنْ رِزْق, from the provision. Allah, مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ, from the provision of Allah. Rizq means provision. الرزاق, the provider. Allah is الرزاق, the provider. مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ, from the provision of Allah. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Now Allah gives them an advice. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ, and do not wickedly. Wickedly in the earth spread corruption. Don't spread corruption wickedly in the earth. Don't spread corruption in the earth. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Say, عَاثَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. He spread his corruption in the earth. That's the meaning of عَاثَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ and do not wickedly in the earth فِي الْأَرْضِ فِي الْأَرْضِ in the earth or in the land. الْأَرْضِ means the land or the earth. مُفْسِدِين مُفْسِد means corrupter, someone who's making corruption. It's called مُفْسِد. Studied before, مُفْسِد. مِمْ فَاسِين دَال مُفْسِد. And فَسَاد is corruption. فَسَاد فَاسِين أَلِفْ دَال فَسَاد means corruption. While مُفْسِد is someone who's making that corruption, corrupter. It's called مُفْسِد in Arabic. The plural is مُفْسِدِين. مُفْسِدِين. Those who are spreading corruption. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ and do not be amongst those people who are spreading corruption on the earth. Right, so we'll stop here. This is the verse we are learning today, inshallah. Verse number 60 from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. We'll go for a short break, inshallah. And after the break, we will be continuing with our Arabic program. Welcome back to Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami'. Marhaban bikum mujaddadan fi hadha al-barnahmaj. Now, inshallah, we are having, we prepared for you some important general expressions and words and sentences which you may use, inshallah, if you go to an Arab country. It's very important to learn these words because it's the conversational Arabic and the conversational sentences which you might need, inshallah, in your daily conversations with Arabs or if you are speaking the Arabic language and trying to practice it. So add this to whatever we have learned before amongst expressions. دعني أخبرك. دعني أخبرك means let me tell you. دعني أخبرك. Let me tell you. I hope you write it down. These are very important expressions. How you're going to learn Arabic language. You learn it also the conversational by learning the conversational Arabic and sentences. دعني أخبرك means let me tell you. دعني أخبرك. Try to pronounce it as I'm saying it. دعني دال عين نون أنياء. دعني أخبرك. أخبرك. أخبرك means tell you. دعني أخبرك. Let me tell you. دعني أخبرك. Let me tell you. Right. Another one. سأشرح لك. سأشرح لك. I will explain to you. سأشرح لك. I will explain to you. سين ألف همزة on top of the ألف. شرح. Then لك for you. لام and كاف. سأشرح لك. I will explain for you. If you take into a female, you will say سأشرح لك. I will explain to you. سأشرح لك. I will explain to you. إني أعدك. إني أعدك. You can also use أعدك. أعدك alone. أعدك alone means I promise you. أعدك. You can also say وعد. هذا وعد. This is a promise. This is a promise. هذا وعد. Or say إني أعدك means I promise you. إني أعدك. إني is ألف همزة under the ألف نون and ياء. أعدك ألف همزة on top of the ألف عين دال and كاف. أعدك. I promise you. If you're talking to a female, you say أعدك. إني أعدك. I promise you. Okay. Let's go on. نأمل هذا. نأمل هذا. We hope for this. نأمل هذا. We hope for this. نأمل هذا. We hope for this. نأمل. نأمل is نون ألف. همزة on top of the ألف. ميم and لام. هذا. هذا الألف. نأمل هذا means we hope for this. نأمل هذا. Okay. Another one. لا جدوى من الكلام. No use talking. No use talking. لا جدوى من الكلام. لا جدوى من الكلام. There is no use talking. لا جدوى. لام ألف جيم دال واو أنياء مقصورة which is pronounced as ألف من الكلام. من means from. ميم نون. الكلام is speech or talking. لا جدوى من الكلام. There is no use talking. Alright. هل أنت موافق? Do you agree? هل أنت موافق? Do you agree? هل أنت موافق? Do you agree? Very important sentence. هل أنت موافق? Do you agree? Alright, we'll stop here by this. I wish that you memorize whatever we learned today, inshallah. And in the next program, we'll be asking questions related to it. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to Al Arabiya to the Jamee. From my engineer, Brother Ziyad. From Isam Hijaz. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.